Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 158 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 5th is reflect on a time when your life was shaken up and you felt like everything was falling apart. Identify something from the situation which helped put you in a better place and nearer to where you are truly meant to be. Today's challenge comes from our Fundamental of Success of Overcoming Obstacles. For those of you that are longtime listeners, you know that I will sometimes use stories from my own experiences to help relate our fundamentals to real-world experience. But I don't like to do that too often. I am naturally a very reserved person, and I don't want the attention to be on me, because my mission is to help you write your own story. But I want to take the opportunity today to respond to today's challenge with where I've come from and what I'm doing to overcome the obstacles in my life. Today's challenge asks us to reflect on a time in our lives when we were shaken up and we felt like everything was falling apart. For me, that was in 2016 when I was fired as the varsity boys basketball coach at my high school alma mater after coaching there for 9 seasons. As I've said before, I wasn't the first high school coach to be fired, and I won't be the last. But as I reflected on what I wanted out of life moving forward from that situation, I've tried to use what Bob Goff calls dead reckoning. Dead reckoning, in a physical sense, is taking where you're at and getting a fixed point in your field of vision and estimating the distance to it. Then, once you reach that point, you pick another point and estimate the distance, and you continue to do that until you reach your destination, and add up all the distances between the points. My favorite example of dead reckoning in the physical sense is William Clark, of the famous Lewis and Clark expedition to explore the American West. William Clark, on a journey of over 3,700 miles, was only off using dead reckoning in his final calculations by a mere 40 miles of what we now know is the actual distance. But the kind of dead reckoning that Bob Goff is talking about is the spiritual kind. And when our life seems out of whack, or something happens to shake us up, we need to figure out where we're going by finding some fixed points in our lives to help guide us down the right path. These fixed points are most often people in our lives whom we trust and guiding principles. I've leaned on both in the last 3 years, and here are some of the guiding principles that I've tried to use when I make decisions. Number one is, when faced with a choice, which decision is going to most help me become the best version of myself? Number two is, what is best for my family as a whole? And number three is, how can I best help and serve other people? If you've ever seen the movie Sister Act, starring Whoopi Goldberg, about a singer who goes into hiding as a nun as part of witness protection because she witnessed a murder, there's a scene where one of the young nuns, Sister Mary Robert, is talking about how she has always felt that she had something inside of her, something more to do, something more to become. But then she asks the question, is that pride? My answer is that what she was feeling inside was her gift, something that burns deep within inside her, but she wasn't sure if it was right for her to fan her gift into a flame that burned outside of her. This is what writing our own story is about, finding that spark inside of us. But if we are only using that gift for ourselves and self-promotion, then it is pride. But if we are using that gift to help and serve others and to donate ourselves to the world, then it's not pride. And everything that has happened to me in the past has put me in the position for what I'm going to be releasing very soon. It's an online professional development course for teachers and coaches to provide a system to help them increase their impact on students and athletes by writing their own story to find their gift and give it away and to give those young people a better version of themselves every day. I believe the number one factor in education is the relationship between the teacher and the student, or the coach and the player. But the only way to change our relationships with our students and athletes is to change ourselves. This system enables teachers and coaches to lead themselves. It educates them in guiding principles and helps them use the power of choice to take initiative and be self-directed to work beyond their job descriptions. It increases self-confidence and promotes taking on challenges. You know, motivational speeches, conferences, workshops, they're great, but they don't bring about real change. And that's why I've created this system. It provides methodology through the 12 fundamentals of success to improve performance. It provides repetition, and it provides opportunities for feedback. I'm going to be opening up a limited number of spots for one-on-one mentoring to go along with the course when it goes live. So keep listening to the podcast for more updates and about how you can grab one of those limited spots. Or you can email me for more information at John, that's J-O-N, at johnbarthbooks.com. So how about you? Have you had a time in your life when you were shaken up and it felt like everything was falling apart? Is there something from that situation that actually helped put you in a better place? For me and my situation, it has pushed me to learn, grow, and change into a better version of myself. And it has helped put me in a position to help people like you develop your leadership as a teacher or coach. Because we don't need more classroom management techniques that come from a binder. We need leadership. And the answers to help us become better leaders are inside of us. And I'd love to help you find those answers so you can increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day.